As promised, we are joined right now by the head basketball coach at Illinois, third year at Illinois. He is a three-time conference coach of the year, three regular season titles, three conference tournament titles at Stephen F. Austin. Illinois is 12-5. Illinois is number 24 in the AP poll. And they're at home against Northwestern on Saturday. Their head coach, Brad Underwood, is my guest. Brad, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Thanks for having me on. Hope you're well.
Yeah, I'm doing great. And I'm eager to talk to you about your team. Let me first start with the win over Rutgers on Saturday. You beat them 54-51, but it's a game where you didn't shoot the ball maybe as well as you would have liked, but you still found a way to get it done. So, Brad, what's that tell you about the growth of this team, that over the course of this season, you can shoot 19% in the first half and still find a way to win?
Yeah, Jim, that was a rock fight. That was just two teams that were very physical. It was a hard-fought game. We've been working really hard in our growth process and building Illinois basketball back. To be able to win a game like that, when you can rely on your defense, when you can rely on rebounding, we can't ever control the ball going in all the time. And it was just a hard-fought game. Rutgers had a tough shooting night as well, and it was literally offensive rebounds and extra possessions and. I was proud of our guys because that's what we're ultimately striving for. You have games in the postseason and the NCAA tournament where you don't shoot it well, and you got to find a way to win those games. Our team's still very young, but we're growing in terms of our maturity, and that was a big step forward.
Illinois head coach Brad Underwood is my guest. You mentioned the growth of Illinois and bringing Illinois back. That win on Saturday meant that when the latest AP poll did come out, the program was ranked for the first time in more than 5 years. Now, every coach I talk to, Brad, will tell you it does mean a whole lot right now. They more or less shake off the polls in January. But at the same time, is there a bit of a milestone or a moment of pride that you and the players have in getting the program back to where it's been in the past?
Yeah, and we haven't made a big deal about it, but, you know, Illinois's got such a, you know, they were in the 2005 Final Four. They've got so many great players and such rich history, and it's been on a hiatus from the top 25, so it's a big deal for our fans. There is a standard that we're trying to reach here, and that's part of it, but I'm like everybody else. In January, it doesn't mean a whole lot other than that people talk about you a little more being in the top 25. But you got to go win your next one. The Big Ten's the best conference in the country this year, and every night's a challenge.
Glad you brought that up. I was going to say, if that win over Rutgers was a rock fight, I could argue that every single game in that conference is a rock fight. In the Big Ten, it's always going to be a battle. Right now, though, there are five Big Ten teams in the top 25 and a bunch more knocking on the door. As evidence, a really good team like Ohio State already has four conference losses. So how tough and how deep is the conference this year?
Yeah, I think we've got 12 teams in the top 38 in the KenPom and 12 in the top 41 of the net, and that's unheard of. And, you know, the thing that makes the Big Ten so special, Jim, is every night, every venue you go to, it's a sellout crowd. It was 19,000 the other night at Wisconsin. Maryland does that. Michigan State, you go right on down the list. And, you know, I think there's been five road wins so far in conference play, or six road wins in conference play so far. So it's really challenging, and great coaches and really good players, and it's a challenge every night.
Illinois back in the top 25. Their head coach, Brad Underwood, is my guest. Brad, you mentioned some of the young players, like freshman Kofi Coburn, of course, comes to mind. 11 points, 17 rebounds, and two blocks now, went over Rutgers. He came into the season with a lot of hype, you know, the kind of hype coupled with the transition to college basketball. It can be really a lot for some guys, but it doesn't seem to faze him. What do you make of how he's handled everything that's come his way so far?
Kofi's been unbelievable, Jim. I mean, he's a unique kid, not just in his physical stature. He's 7 foot. He's 290 pounds, and he's super athletic. He's the second fastest guy on our team. But the thing that's allowed him is his coachability. He is dying to learn. He's an unbelievable listener. Every single day, he pushes himself, and he's been in a position where he's had some nights where he hasn't been real good, but he's had some nights that he's been outstanding, and those nights that he's not good have been fewer and fewer, and that's learning how to practice hard and learning how to do all those things. But Very, very coachable, and that's made his transition that much easier.
So if he's that gifted athletically, and he's that coachable, and he's that willing to work, how high is his ceiling?
Well, I've said it many times. Right now, he's about ankle deep in his talent pool. His upside is through the roof. You know, he's a guy that can elevate his team and his teammates just because of his presence. And he occupies two bodies when it comes to rebounding. He's so fast, but yet his mental growth is where he can really take himself to the next level. And that's where he's getting better every day. And like I said, he's a sponge. He just wants information. He wants to learn how to become the best player he can be. And, you know, when you've got Shaquille O'Neal-like physical tools, you know, that's exciting and it's really fun to work with.
Brad Underwood's the head coach at Illinois. You mentioned information. In the offseason, you dug into analytics and you looked at a lot of different teams and different aspects of the game, like free throws attempted, rebounds, and more. What was your biggest takeaway from that time looking at other teams and getting that information?
Yeah, we had to change. You know, I think it was one of the things that we were we dove in and we started looking at Sweet 16 teams, Big Ten teams, and we went back throughout my career and as a head coach. And even though we turned teams over at a very, very high rate, you know, some things weren't translating. Last year was a year, Jim, where we didn't get to the foul line enough, and we've always been a good offensive rebounding team. Last year we were not. And we were 338th in the country in fouls committed. I think right now we're fifth. And that change has been drastic. We're also getting to the foul line more. And, you know, we've done some schematic things to change. Kofi's presence has impacted that as well. But, yeah, we had to make some changes. And we were way behind the national trend of Sweet 16 teams in a lot of areas. And we've worked to rectify that.
Talking to Brad Underwood. So when you go through a season like that, Brad, and the record is not what you would have liked, the locker room in a situation like that, especially with young athletes, could splinter, but that did not happen. Like, I always talk to coaches about momentum from one season to the next, but how much do the relationships that were built last year translate to the success you're having this year?
Well, we had 8 new guys last year in the second toughest schedule in the country. You know, we showed our talent at times. You know, we were in Maui. We have a chance at the buzzer to beat Gonzaga. And then we weren't tough enough or prepared enough for the next 2 nights. So we went through those speed bumps and those learning curves. But we got unbelievable character in our locker room. And I'm really big on, especially with young guys, building those relationships so you can coach them, so that they can get better and they can feel buy-in and committed. Illinois is a special place and plays in front of a packed house every night. And Big Ten basketball is I think every kid enjoys that opportunity. So the program itself was gaining momentum. We beat Michigan State late. We went on the road and beat Maryland. We beat Ohio State. So, you know, our kids hung in there and kept fighting, and that carried over through the spring. We went on a trip to Italy this summer. That continued with the new guys, and you know, it's just kind of manifested itself into a great locker room right now.
And then finally, the key phrase there, buy-in, and you do have to establish those relationships in order to get that buy-in. Hey, Brett, how do you establish those kind of relationships? How do you connect with young athletes today to make sure that they do buy in?
Yeah, it's a lot of one-on-one time. I think every kid is different. We have a lot of international kids that actually, I mean, they grow up different than we do here in the States. And it's getting to know those kids on a one-on-one basis. It's understanding that you love them. We tell them that. But we also challenge them. And you know, I think everybody wants discipline. I think, you know, if a young guy misses a class or is late for something, there's repercussions for that. So we hold them accountable. And I think that as soon as you do that, they know that you care about them. And we work really hard at building those relationships. I don't want any young guy to leave my practice and dread coming back the next day. So we're going to have those lines of communication to solve those problems, and that's how it works. We use the term family a lot, which a lot of people do, but we take it literally, and it's an important piece for us.
Illinois coming off a tough win over Rutgers. They're now 12-5. They're number 24 in the AP poll, and they're at home Saturday against Northwestern. Their head coach, Brad Underwood, is in his third season. Brad, great to have you back on the show. Thanks so much.
I appreciate you having me, Jim. Love the show. Thank you.
You too, Brad. Thank you. Enjoy talking Illinois basketball with you. And we have had him on the show before. He had been at Oklahoma State, SFA as well. And now getting it done in Illinois, they're back in the top 25, and that is a program that's had great, great success, great history, great tradition. And that's Brad Underwood.